Catholic dioceses across Pennsylvania are still dealing with the fallout from a grand jury report that came out recently alleging widespread childhood sexual abuse in the state. Virginia Alvino-Young from member station WESA has been talking to some Catholics in Pittsburgh who opted to skip weekend mass.
Walking inside Corey and Andy Lear's home just outside Pittsburgh, you're met with a golden cross, some palms.
So then we have a little Mary holy water holder. We got some holy water for our wedding, but we never, like, replenish it. It just hangs out there. Is it empty?
No, there's still some. We always try to keep a little bit.
For the past few months, the 31 and 32-year-olds had been increasingly active in their parish, attending more weekday masses and even starting a new ministry. While they each say their spirituality is personal, for them, being Catholic is really more about identity and culture.
I think for the longest time, it wasn't a matter of how does this make you feel, what's your relationship with Jesus. It was just, yeah, we're Catholic, it's what we do, it's what our family does.
But for the past few weeks, they've been grappling with the news of the grand jury's clergy abuse report. Andy says it's not the first time he's been thinking about this. When he was a teenager growing up in Pennsylvania, claims against his own priest surfaced. The allegations of abuse were a few decades old, appeared to be isolated, and the priest was moved to a different parish.
We were okay back then to say, okay, well, we've gotten rid of the bad apple. The rest of the bunch is okay.
A few years ago, he saw the movie Spotlight about the investigation of sexual abuse in the Boston Archdiocese, and he understood the scope of what was going on.
But it doesn't really hit till it's in your backyard.
Pennsylvania's grand jury report alleges 300 so-called predator priests abused more than 1,000 boys and girls across the state. It also includes evidence of a systematic cover-up by church leaders. Pittsburgh's Bishop David Zubik says the church has learned from the past and implemented measures to prevent that from happening again. Corey Lear is skeptical.
So it goes beyond just the priests and their superiors. It leads me to question, you know, entire Catholic communities. Who knew what? And not only why didn't they expose them, but how long have people been turning the other way?
Even before the report was released, mass attendance had been declining for years within the Pittsburgh diocese. Now, the Lears say they don't feel right attending services while so many others have been hurt by the church. They say they're standing in solidarity with the survivors rather than the institution. Corey did attend mass with her 2-year-old daughter the day after the report was released, but they didn't stay long.
I think a part of me was thinking, I'm going to go to mass and I'm going to get an okay to leave and not come back. And of course, that's not going to happen, but I think a part of me just wanted to hear someone say, like, we really messed up. We really messed up. And use your own moral discretion to decide what's best, because we have no moral authority.
She says her priest did acknowledge the report, but offered little more than prayers.
And my daughter ran off, and she found this beautiful long stained glass window, and the sun was coming in, and she was exploring all the lights coming through. There was yellow and blue and red, and it was beautiful. And to a 2-year-old, like, that's what makes church special.
Corey says the beautiful sacred space is part of what makes church special to her, too. Right after the homily, the two walked out.
And, you know, I'm thinking, like, is this our last mass? And it's hard. I can't fathom, you know, when she's 8 years old saying, no, we don't go to church. Sorry, you can't receive communion, even though your mom and dad did, your grandparents did. Like, you don't get to do that.
The Lears say they'll miss the sacraments, community dinners, and the music ministry. But they'd like to see church leaders push for more investigations into sexual abuse at dioceses across the country.
They don't need to be worried about our spirituality right now. They need to be worried about dealing with the corruption and dealing with the priests that are out there that need to answer for what they've done, and the people that have potentially covered up and withheld information.
After the report was released, Pittsburgh's Bishop Zubik told parishioners that an expert will review the diocese's abuse prevention and reporting policies. The church says it'll also monitor clergy who have been removed from ministry. The Lears don't know what it will take for them to go back, but say it will take time for their faith in the Catholic Church to be restored. For NPR News, I'm Virginia Alvino-Young in Pittsburgh.